how are we going to do $75,000 to $100,000? Ain't nobody ran no $100,000 in Virginia. And what that ain't got nothing to do with the vision casting. You just supposed to catch it and figure out what role you are supposed to play. So what? Where does work ethic come in? Well, first of all, I don't even really consider it work ethic. Work ethic was back in the day when we was jumping in cars, right? And how many times, what type of example of work ethic do you guys have? The man bought a vehicle to be able to go out here and do Primerica and grow a business and expand and do all of that, driving all the way across the country, driving here, driving there, driving. That's work ethic. How is work ethic putting on something decent from the waist up and coming down to whatever room in your house, turning on your computer, and doing a 20, 30, 40 minute presentation, whatever the case may be, with anybody all over the nation? How is that work? You tell me what type of effort you are extending there. By the way, if you're not doing 4 or 5 appointments every single day right now, you ain't no regional vice president. You ain't no regional vice president. Well, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Well, man, when back in the day, I was only doing maybe 2 appointments, and I was killing the whole Bay shop. That's when you had to jump in cars and fill up gas and go and sit down to somebody. You know, it's in the summertime, and you go to one of those country homes, right, and they ain't got no damn air condition, and the daggummit, they turn on the little fan they got on the floor, the floor fan. And you still trying to look professional, and your shirt is sticking to you, your dress is clinging to you. That's work ethic. Just for them to say, you know what, sounds good, let me think about it. And then you got to come back over there and do all that again next week. That ain't no work. Work is, man, you calling and calling and going back and forth and going through everybody's list just to get 3 people to show up to the op meeting. Just like Marquis was doing, you did a phenomenal job. Man, all that, then they invited their whole family, their whole church, everybody from their job, and they got 2 people to show up at the office, and you got to act like you excited, knowing good and damn well you ain't excited about them 2 damn guests. But all they got to do is take their phone and take a link you sent them and click it, and they in the meeting. And y'all say y'all got this Primerica so hard, you working hard, and I'm going to do $5,000 this month. You're going to do $5,000? I just had that conversation with my base shop leaders, Columbus. I said, y'all should be embarrassed to write $5,000 in personal production in this innovation, in this phase where you can just jump on your computer and do everything that needs to be done. Convenience that your client is 1 click away from getting all their finances addressed, 1 click away from being able to get involved in the greatest business opportunity in America, in American business, and you say you're going to get 2 recruits and $5,000, talking about the old Primerica trying to put old wine into new wine skin. That doesn't make any sense. I tell mine now, I write $5,000 every 3-4 days. I wrote $22,000 last month personal. I wrote $15,000 a month before that. I'm going to write $30,000 this month, and I'm not trying to do none of that, and I don't need 1 nickel of that daggum premium. I'm doing it because I'm creating new leaders. I'm investing my time in new leaders, in new first-generation RVPs, and that's what Columbus is doing with you. I believe that the new actual work ethic, right, is somewhere around 15 to 20 appointments a week. Your team needs to be getting, I don't know how many op meetings you guys are doing online. How many y'all doing online, Columbus, a week?
We do 1 for the whole team that we do on Monday night, and then we do individual ones during the course of the week. So we got different leaders that's doing them. So we try to.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's say, I'd say that one of your key leaders with them and their team need to have at least 10 guests on every week. Mm-hmm. In any combination of that, doesn't matter to me, right? Every week, at least 10. And I'm doing about 15 to 20 appointments. I'm getting 4 directs. I'm writing 10,000. and you need to go out regional vice president doing somewhere around 30 to 50,000 in premium. Later on for all this, so get promoted. I did 10,000 2 months in a row. Man, promote me to regional vice president. That's what districts are supposed to do. Well, man, coach, that's not where we are right now. I totally understand that. I'm telling you where you need to go. And now one of y'all should talk about going out. I don't care what Columbus say. Now one of y'all should come out going regional vice president. Y'all don't come out of a $100,000 base shop. That means you're trying to skate. See, the key to the $1 million run, we talking about the Pollards going to a million. The key to the $1 million run is not Ursula, JB, Dante, all the production that comes out of Ronnell's leg. The key is the base shop. He's already making that money. He already making $50,000, $60,000 a month with them. You got to make 80. You got to make 83,000. So we short 20,000. That 20,000 comes through the base shop. I'm just wired a little differently, Columbus. I have always been wired differently. In my mind, I've always want to be responsible for anything that happened good in my leader's business. I wanted it to be said that you could not mention the name Mike Evans without saying Joe Ward immediately thereafter. Just like you said, we went to SNSD together. We went to $1 million together. We got on Circle Champions together. When it said, when they at them daggone meetings at the home office, they say, Mike Evans, Joe Ward. And you know, we were thinking about doing this with Mike Evans, Joe Ward. And you know, Mike's got some great things. Go, Joe Ward. And maybe there's three of y'all on there that want to be the Ursula Burks Johnson of the organization. You want to be the JB of the organization. You want to be the Dante of the organization. You want to be the Vanessa of the organization. Well, you got to show that initially in the base shop. See, no more money. And we're going to come to your questions, Columbus. No more money can be made by a regional vice president than inside their base shop. Y'all can be the reason that the million happens. But you can also be the reason. Are we talking like this is my team?
Absolutely.
Okay. Or we can continue to be the reason the million has not happened. I'm sorry, was that too much? The RVPs are playing their part. The RVP's rolling. But look, what Ursula's doing is crazy. What she's doing is crazy. It's just insane. Right? What the RVPs are doing is unbelievable. It's the base shop that's coming up short. But you're the future. You can turn this around at any time. Right? But that work ethic's got to go up. Those standards have got to go up. Right? Your focus has got to go up. These are the things that we've got to be talking about. I'll talk real quickly on Zoom because everybody wants to hear about that, and then we'll go to your questions, Columbus. Okay. So we started doing Zoom eight months ago, hardcore throughout the team. We do three meetings a week. We are very Columbus. We are very webinar focused. Probably about 80%. Of our, let me abbreviate that. That's not true today. I'm gonna go with about 70% of the business and recruits we get come through the webinar itself. Probably 30% is one-on-ones. We do one-on-ones, but that's not the priority. We look at this today from the exact same thought process, Columbus, as the original op meeting. I mean, I'm talking all the way back to Hubert Humphrey. Right? Dennis Richardson, right? People that brought the original concept that Art hated, right, Columbus? That Art hated. We've gone back to that because this is not a recruit you meeting. This is a financial webinar where a business opportunity is discussed. Did that make sense what I said, Columbus?
Absolutely did.
You see, too many people out there are doing recruit-only meetings and wondering why they're not getting no production. Because you didn't talk to them about buying nothing. You talked to them about quit their job, hate their boss, great part-time income. And I talked to them about that as well, 50% of the time. The other 50% of the time is the plight of African Americans. And I talk to African Americans because 99.9% of my organization is African American. So I talk about the plight financially of our people as it pertains to life insurance and investments and how we can solve that. And here's a crazy thing I tell them, Columbus, at the very, very beginning of the presentation. I tell them, hey, listen, we appreciate you getting on. We're going to talk about two dynamic subjects. Number one, we're going to talk to you a little bit about the subject of money. And I promise you there are going to be some things that if you implement them in your life are going to allow you to make it financially. But number two, and more importantly, we're aggressively expanding. We're looking for sharp people right now to make an extra $20,000 part-time, possible six-figure potential. Now, with that being said, this is the important part, Columbus. With that being said, you do not have to do one to do the other. Some of you are going to see some things you need to put in place in your financial life, your life insurance, your investments, whatever the case may be, but you may not see our business opportunity as a fit for you. We totally understand our business isn't for everybody. So just know that when this presentation is over, you can follow up with the person that invited you and we'll take care of your life insurance and investments. You don't have to join the business. I made you money right there, Columbus. Because in sales, y'all are in sales. In sales, if you ever let the answer be no, more times than not, it will be no to everything. So I have to work on their consciousness at the beginning of the op to say, hey, you ain't got to join. Come on, get this insurance and investments. Because guess what I know, Columbus, most of them ain't going to join whether I told them that or not. But I'm also here to make money. I'm here to make money. I am money motivated. Well, you're not here to help people? No. Helping people is a tremendous side benefit to how we can make money in Primerica. But I could sit here and lie to you, if there was no Primerica, I would be finding a way to make money some other way. And it may not be the greatest thing for everybody involved, but I got to take care of, as for me and my house, I got to take care of my family. I'm here to make money. But the wonderful thing, you know what I'm saying, about our business is I can't hurt you. There's nothing I can do to hurt you. That dude gave me too much insurance, and my dadgum mama died. Man, dadgum it, man. We, it was only supposed to be $300,000, man, $500,000. Wow. Man, that dude finagled me and closed me and used all them mind techniques, and I was only going to invest $100 a month, and I started investing $300 a month. Dadgum, now I'm a millionaire. So my selfishness. See, I'm honest with myself. See, the problem is a lot of people, y'all ain't honest with yourself. I'm honest with myself. If you think Columbus Powell is not here to make a dollar, you are insane. We got to take care of our family. We got to take care of the generation. We got a lifestyle we want to have. You see what I'm saying? Man, I can't wait, man. But I'm not coming soon. But I can't wait to see this daggum house, man. Goodness gracious, all Cam Cooper talked about.